Let's spend a few minutes with Chris Wallach. Chris, thank you for your time. And we've got Peter Tighe standing in front of us here waiting to do a TV cross. It is a great day. Looking forward to seeing the mayor. How is she this morning?
Yeah, she's spot on, Andrew. Everything's ready to go and looking forward to the day.
Obviously, you want her in front of probably a few of your stayers here in the run with a clean getaway, of course.
Yeah, just leave it as normal, really. We're not going to get too tied up with tactics. And yeah, she should just begin cleanly and not be too far away, I guess, and just be mindful of the speed of the race. But Kiwi does it time and time again, and just seems to get it right. And obviously her ability takes her a long way. So we won't complicate things and hopefully she just stays out of trouble.
Yeah. Your other runners, Tom Melbourne, is he the leader? Obviously, all the maps have got him leading. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, we won't be restraining him if he wants to roll along. We'll just simply go with him and make sure that he's happy. And obviously that'll generate a bit of pace for the rest of the horses as well without affecting his own chances, of course.
You always said you didn't want to push the button too much with Unforgotten in the spring. Looking forward to this autumn, are you comfortable with the way she's come back?
Yeah, it looks like she's come back well. She's a hard one to get a gauge off from trials, as a lot of our horses are. We don't do too much with them. So you're sort of hoping that they come back and perform race day, and there's no reason to think that she can't do that. So she looks to be in for a really good prep.
And then you've got Egg Tart there, who's a good fresh mare.
Yeah, she's run well behind some good horses without a lot of luck fresh. So Wink's not been there. You would have said she would have been a cheeky chance, but as long as she's finishing off well, I'll be happy.
What's the target for the two stayers, Patrick Erin, Brimham Rocks?
Start off with the BMW, and then I'd say Patrick will definitely head to the Sydney Cup. Brimham Rocks, we're not sure if he needs to go to a Sydney Cup. We think he's a genuine noble cup horse in the spring, so maybe we don't go to the Sydney Cup and just pull up after BMW, but that could be wishful thinking. Obviously, his form will tell us a lot more closer to the time.
Yeah. Your two-year-old filly in the first, Rotator, she could be an improving filly.
I would think so. The first up run was brilliant, and she's done everything right since then, and yeah, naturally you'd expect the two-year-old to improve quite sharply, and she seems to fit that mould from what we're seeing at home.
Gayatri, well, she just keeps getting the job done. She looks strong.
Yeah, Huey's got a good opinion of her, which is a big plus, albeit coming through midweek staying races. So today's race is not much stronger, really. It's a low-rated race. She gets in pretty well. Obviously, the draw is a bit of a concern. I guess we'll try and be in front of a few if we can.
Perrette, race four, just short of his distance so far this prep.
Yeah, I think each run's been the same, 1,100, 1,200, today 1,300. He's looking for 14 or 15, and offset with a bad draw makes it awkward. So I think go back, find some cover. Maybe come through them rather than setting them in an impossible task. And if they roll along, it's going to significantly help his chances.
Noir, race five, start off race for her, but she's genuine and should be running on.
Yeah, she just seems to get a little bit better each prep as she gets stronger. So, yes, she's not a bad fresh horse. And obviously a very competitive race, but one that you expect to be attacking the line strongly and one to follow later in the prep.
What's your opinion of this Kiwi filly, Melt, in the Light Fingers?
Well, she's quite talented. Obviously, the Australian sprinters I would regard as best in the world. So it's just a matter of bringing that New Zealand speed form to Australian speed. It's not easy. But she's had a good prep. Everything's gone to plan. And this is a race she's been aimed towards starting in, so that's always a good plus. And yeah, I guess my gut would tell me that she might be a better 1,400-metre horse here in Australia, but today will give us a good guide.
I'd like a push from Adam Rouge. I know it's a tough race, but her trials are great and she maps well.
Yeah, she's a late mature and we started to see a glimpse of her ability in the late spring. Obviously, it's a big step up to this type of racing, to the race that she was placed in at Flemington. But, yeah, she's trialled really well and her work's been good, so she'll run a cheeky race.
Sweet Scandal, it's probably time to test her at this level now.
Yeah, she's been racing very well in restricted company up on the pace. So, yeah, today, down the weights racing, had some good horses, a tough test, but she should get a nice run again, won't be far away. Doesn't have to lead, but if the lead's there for the taking, would take it.
And the last race, a Girl Tuesday, she's just too good to dismiss off one bad run.
Yeah, I think so. She pulled up without any abnormalities. I just think she struggled in the soft track first up, 1,500, without a lot of horses making up ground in the race. So, yeah, I'm putting a line through it. Her work's been good since, and no reason to say she can't bounce back.
Okay, you got Hursley, the Avenger, and Jake's Hill there as well.
Yeah, Jake's Hill, he'll run a cheeky stayers race resuming. He's one to follow. The Avenger, he just needs a bit of luck, really. But not going too bad. What was it on? My ankle was scratched, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah. I know you're busy today, but just quickly on Melbourne, Lean Mean Machine, 1,000 metre.
Cut short for him, but he's come out really well, so I'm sure he'll be running a good race with in mind the 3 weeks time the Newmarket. So not saying he can't win, but just needs everything to go his way and get a nice card into the race and have the last shot of the play.
Okay, and you two, a performer and a Dana, you'd be looking for good guineas trials from them.
Yeah, they both look like they've come up well. They ran at Rose Hill, both of them, 2 weeks ago. And from wide draws, they went back and finished off really well. And I think they're both ready to run good races today.
Chris, we thank you for your time. We're looking forward to seeing one mare in particular out here, but all of your team. Good luck today.
Thanks very much, guys.